I'm Dave from New York, and I have 60 seconds to convince you to hire me.
That's right, Dave. In this economy, we don't have a lot of time for resumes and portfolios. Give us what you got. That's the approach here. Why should I hire you, Anonymous from Detroit? I'm a well-qualified, hard worker who's always smiling, he writes. I enjoy working with others and volunteer frequently because I care about people and I like to help. Nice. Pithy. To the point. Let's keep moving, people.
Yeah, thanks for seeing me. I have one quick question. Am I going to have to wake up this early for the job? Because I'm not so much of a morning person.
Ooh, not a great start. And that's one of our staff, not a morning person.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Shauna from New Jersey.
I'm loyal, consistent, trustworthy, and you can count on me to do a great job. I don't know what the job is that I'm applying for, but whatever it is, I really want it. I know I'll do a great job.
What we're doing here is giving you a flavor for an approach to job interviews that companies are trying all over the country using the ultra-fast elevator pitch speed dating style of seeking an employee match. Without the chance to embellish and elaborate, you get the clearest view of the candidate and what he or she thinks are their best qualities.
Some things about myself. I don't necessarily have skills per se, but I'm a quick learner, and I'm an organ donor.
Stop digging there, dude. But the virtue of this technique is that in theory, you get the picture right away.
I have a BS degree in applied mathematics. I've proven computer skills and lots of interpersonal people skills that I love to use on a daily basis.
Right, right.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Okay, you know, if they use this approach over at Yahoo, they might have discovered that resume padding Scott Thompson was way less than advertised.
Yahoo!
Victoria from Miami, you're up. She writes, I know what I am doing, and I'm good at what I do. I liked people, and I like helping them to be their best. I take pride in achieving goals as a team effort. I am very reliable, and I very rarely get sick. Nice.
Yes!
I am invincible!
Next.
Is there going to be any drug testing related to this job? Because I'd like to get a heads up, if possible.
Oh, man, way too much information there. Every company isn't enthusiastic about this speed interviewing business, but there are some big firms that are taking a look. Booz Hamilton, the global consulting firm, for instance. And what do applicants think about it? It's kind of a blur. I don't remember what I said, but it worked, one worker told a reporter at MSNBC. So, in our remaining time here, Dave, take it away.
I don't need 60 seconds to tell you why you should hire me. Fact is, at 60 seconds, you're wasting both your and my time. It's 2012. In an era where all thoughts are 140 characters or less, asking a full minute of attention is asking the equivalent of reading Ulysses in the original. You don't need that. You don't want that. No, what you want is a guy who got his start as a professional mascot, his management experience as the chief of a village in Cameroon, his law degree from NYU, and his morals from an online ordination. You can see 100 resumes full of accomplishments without one leaving an impression. Good or bad, I'm at the very least memorable. And in a world where the medium is the message and it's all about branding, that means I'm worth taking a flyer on. So let me save you 20 seconds and just give me a call now.
Whoa.
We got Dave's contacts, right? You got a pitch for us? 877-8-MY-TAKE.